And now dictation for David Williamson, January 962, addresses a letter to Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, Walderzak, W-A-L-D-E-R-Z-A-K, 539-7747. Dear Dr. Walderzak, follow up for David with hyponatremia, probably from SIADH. He has schizophrenia, comes accompanied with mother, multiple hospital admissions, pneumonia, found it to have lung cancer, oncology Midland. They tried chemotherapy, but complications of low blood pressure, stroke involving the left-sided perirolandic, R-O-L-A-N-D-I-C, with expressive aphasia, no motor deficit. He's able to no focal deficit, no headaches, no chest pain palpitation. He's able to eat only ice cream, and he depends on peg feeding. Other review system done being negative. Medication list review. Amiodarone, Bisoprolol Eliquis, on cholesterol treatment, medication for his psychiatry disorder. He's doing nicotine to avoid smoking, although he is still doing it. On physical exam, weight 124, previously 150, blood pressure by nurse 143.58, COPD, emphysematous changes but no RALS, no respiratory distress, no gross arrhythmia, has a medical port on the left upper chest. He's wearing an abdominal binder because of the peg feeding. No gross edema, has acrocyanosis of the hands but no ulcers. He is allowing me to do physical exam, answers few questions, mother gives most of the history. His speech is compromised. Next paragraph, chemistry is January, creatinine 0.7, which is normal. Anemia 9.2, low platelet count, low sodium at 135, a normal potassium acid base, phosphorus in the low side, magnesium low normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, hyponatremia, likely SIADH, preserved kidney function, diagnosis of lung cancer, did not tolerated chemotherapy, consider increased protein intake on the peg feeding, that will help with the SIADH. I prefer no sodium tablets, given blood pressure in the upper side, follow with psychiatry, follow with neurology for the expressive aphasia. Continue chemistry on a regular basis, end of dictation.